From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. NATO foreign ministers have promised Secretary of State Hillary Clinton at least 7,000 new troops in response to the Obama administration's new strategy in Afghanistan. Terry Schultz has more from Brussels.
Clinton arrived in Brussels saying she was optimistic her 27 NATO counterparts would come up with more soldiers, trainers, and other resources after the U.S. announced a reinforcement of 30,000 soldiers. NATO Secretary General Anders Fogh Rasmussen had predicted a boost of at least 5,000 forces, but he emerged from the morning meeting of alliance members and partner states with even better news for Washington. 7,000 new troops and possibly more coming from 25 of the 44 countries already involved.
Despite all the challenges, all the uncertainties, and all the casualties, they remain absolutely united in this mission.
Rasmussen would not reveal whether France and Germany were among the donors. Paris and Berlin have said they'll wait for a UN conference on Afghanistan next month before making new commitments. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
Authorities in Pakistan say an attack on a mosque close to army headquarters has killed at least 35 people and wounded scores. Officials say militants opened fire and threw hand grenades during Friday prayers at the mosque in the city of Rawalpindi. The attack is the third in the city in nearly 2 months as the government presses a military offensive against the Taliban in their stronghold in the South Waziristan tribal region. Unemployment figures for November come out today, and analysts think the economy is not quite ready to start generating jobs just yet. University of Maryland economist Peter Barisi does not expect that to happen until this spring.
Come April, May, we'll be adding jobs again, but we won't be adding them fast enough to bring down unemployment.
Experts surveyed by Thomson Reuters expect today's Labor Department report to show that the jobless rate in November remained at 10.2%, the same as October. President Obama is traveling to Allentown, Pennsylvania today to continue the jobs conversation he started at the White House yesterday. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
Allentown's unemployment rate is actually a little lower than the double-digit national average, but it's still much too high, and Mr. Obama's looking for ideas about what the government can do to help put people back to work. He held a jobs forum at the White House yesterday with business people, union leaders, and economic experts. He said the government's trying to balance aggressive efforts to spur job growth with a long-term focus on containing the deficit.
We've got about as difficult a economic play as is possible, which is to press the accelerator in terms of job growth, but then know when to apply the brakes in the out years.
The audience offered suggestions for encouraging jobs through increasing exports, more credit for small business, and direct government spending on things like infrastructure and energy efficiency. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
You're listening to NPR News. Senate Democrats have beaten back a Republican effort to restore more than $400 billion in Medicare cuts contained in the bill to overhaul the nation's health care system. It was among the first few votes on the measure that Democrats have won. The cuts are needed to pay for the overhaul. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid wants to get the entire measure passed in the next few weeks, so he's keeping the chamber in session this weekend. Los Angeles's newest chief of police has been formally sworn in. NPR's Mandalay Del Barco reports.
After rising through the rank and file of the LAPD, Charlie Beck became the city's 56th police chief.
Raise your right hand.
On stage outside the new police headquarters, Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa administered the oath of office.
And that I will faithfully discharge the duties of the office of chief of police.
The duties of the office of chief of police.
The 56-year-old Beck has a long family history in law enforcement, including his wife, a former sheriff's deputy, his daughter, an officer in the Hollywood division, and his son, who is graduating from the police academy. It was his father, retired LAPD Deputy Chief George Beck, who pinned the chief's badge on him.
Anywhere.
There you go. Thank you, Papa.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Mandalay Del Barco, NPR News.
Good job. Good job.
Two openly gay candidates are among six candidates on the ballot as clergy and lay people vote today to replace two retiring assistant bishops in the Episcopal Diocese of Los Angeles. The selection of one or both of the gay candidates would mark the first election of a bishop in a same-sex relationship since Bishop Gene Robinson in New Hampshire in 2003. I'm Giles Snyder. This is NPR News from Washington.